The house and about to go on mic in a few minutes. Thanks, guys. They just drove down from Vermont. I think they got the silly billies in them. Connie Smith, that comes from her Born to Sing collection that Bear Family put out back in 2001. That's off of disc number 2. Just a terrific set. I snagged this over at Stereo Jack's last week, just in time before they're going to be closing their doors at the end of April, possibly May, due to lease issues. We got big size in the gallery here. I hear you. So if there's anything you've been looking at, any of those box sets, any of those gorgeous country vinyl albums, get down there ASAP. The Gibson Brothers, and oh, by the way, they're right across from the Lizard Lounge over on Mass Ave, just between Harvard Square and Porter Square. The Gibson Brothers with Singing As We Rise, featuring Ricky Skaggs helping out on background vocals, and that's from their latest release, Help My Brother. Compass just put this out, another terrific collection of tunes. The Golden Stars of Greenwood, South Carolina, one of my more recent favorite gospel albums. Gospel Friend just put this out. They sent it to me a few months ago. We heard There Is a God Somewhere from South Carolina Gospel out on Gospel Friend. It is the original Golden Stars of Greenwood, South Carolina, featuring the Reverend Norris Turner. And we started out our spiritual set today with something from Hank Williams and When the Fire Comes Down. That's from the unreleased recordings, that great box set that Time Life put out a few years back. Three big discs and just wonderful stuff on here. It says, an incredible discovery, unheard since 1951 and restored to capture Hank Williams's vocal presence like never before. These recordings reveal the heart and soul of the king of country music. Indeed they do. Well, folks, right now it is 12:33 in the afternoon and you are tuned to Sunday Morning Country with Cousin Kate. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to give you a little taste here of what the gal who is about to go live is all about. Here's something from her Delta Blues Duets CD. This came out in 2008. Erin Harp, enjoy. Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending all my money, I didn't care. I was taking my friends out for a mighty good time, drinking corn whiskey, champagne and wine. But then I began to fall. That's a little taste of Erin Harp there off of her album Delta Blues Duets. Erin and Neil Harp there. This came out a few years ago. Erin Harp and the guys, welcome aboard.
Hello.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves left to right? Who do we have here?
This is Dingy Juicy Jim.
Jim Countryman on the bass. And I'm Erin Harp. And to my left is Cindy Brenner.
Bob Musey.
Bob Musey. Thanks, guys. I know that you were in Vermont last night. It's no small feat coming down, driving down. Luckily, we've got spring weather that we brought in just for the drive. How was the gig last night?
It was a very long dance party.
Nice.
It was really fun.
Nice. Well, everybody, Erin Harp is the lead gal with Erin Harp and the Delta Swingers, hailing from JP by way of DC, sticking with the initials there. Someone new to me, and I know that some of you folks out in the audience may recognize the name Love Whip. I first encountered Erin down in Austin, Texas last year at John Quest's Third Coast Music event for all of his far reporters. She came up to me, she heard that I was from Boston, and she said, "Oh, I've got to give you my CD," and I was so glad she did. And then another friend of ours,
Starstruck, I was like, "It's Cousin Kate."
Oh, yeah, Starstruck. I don't hear that often, but
I like your show.
Thank you so much. So, anyways, the long and short of it is, our mutual pal Nate Dow always raves about you. We finally got to see you open for the Stone River Boys at Johnny D's.
That was a blast.
And then over at Smokin' Joe's, who is having a huge Mardi Gras party this Tuesday.
Yes.
We're having a really big event, so folks want to check in with that. But anyways, the long and short of it is I finally caught her a couple of times and just flipped out. I insisted that Gavin have her on, on the show with the full band. Some of you may have caught it back, I know it was before Christmas, just before everyone left for Christmas break, and it was crazy. It sounded wonderful. But being the stripped down operation that I am here on Sundays, I thought it would be nice to have you show off some of your guitar skills. So, Erin Harp, take it away.
All right, this is a new one. We kind of wrote this one right before we went down to Memphis. It's a new dance song. Dance Craze, is it something like that? Yeah. The Delta Swing. We
you.
The kids love that song.
Oh, my goodness. Now, did you hear about my contest? I may have to have you guys go in for this contest here, because I think we could get a nice little Sunday morning country jingle out of something like
yes.
that. That's 50 well, words
like
or less, you know?
And I was like, we got a cousin here, so I'm going to stick that in the song.
That worked great. That just worked great. Now, is that an original?
Yeah.
You are just like white on rice. This is unbelievable. And folks, I'm telling you, you know, too bad we don't have the Sunday morning country cam going over here, because this guitar is so beautiful.
No.
What is this? It's just
a guitar I might be getting rid of. I'm not sure. It really feeds back a lot when it's plugged in, but it's gorgeous, isn't it?
It is gorgeous.
And we kind of mixed in some notebook stuff last night. When I try to go up high on the neck, it's not quite as high as I want it to be, but we'll see.
It's so beautiful.
If anybody out there knows how to stop an F-O guitar from feeding back, let me know.
All right, another assignment here on Sunday Morning Country. I know that we've got some, you know, techies out there, and if you could just see this guitar. And actually, you can see
it. It's from Canada. Golden.
Golden. It's beautiful. And what kind of wood is that in the front? It's beautiful.
It's a sunburst.
Really nice with all the cutouts and stuff. Just gorgeous.
I definitely like it has that blues retro feel. It's really into.
Yeah, and it looks good when you're playing it too. I remember thinking, boy, she's got it all going on. I saw some of those pictures from Memphis.
Did you know what happened? Was I was dancing, you know, the little dance. If you haven't seen the band, we've added this part where I get up and dance around, and I totally knocked my guitar over and broke the neck. My other guitar. The one I had. It was luckily it was the last day, because that was the last time we played. I mean, and then I ended up having to play electric guitar for the rest of the song, because we were still playing the song. I broke the guitar, picked it up, I go, oh no. And then it was, do you know Bob Margolin is a wonderful guitar player.
I know who he is. I'm personal friends with him.
It was his jam, and so he was like, oh, here, play my guitar. And,
56 Gibson.
Please don't break that.
No, I didn't break it. So this is an electric guitar, actually. And it's like an acoustic electric. So.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
It's acoustic, if you will.
I plug it in. It's a little bit more Howlin' Wolf.
Yeah. Well, it looks great. It sounds wonderful. And luckily, no feedback yet.
No, we can't.
Positive feedback.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of positive feedback, you folks made it out to Memphis to compete in the Memphis International Blues Challenge, representing Beantown. And how was that for everybody?
It
was really fun to go to Memphis, and, you know, blues food is really, you know, it's kind of the place to go and go for blues, so we've been there.
I mentioned that this feels like every great blues recording, and all you like, you can conjure up, like, you know, audio memories of some past work.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you go to the Stax Museum as well?
We did. We did the Sun and the Stax.
Sun Studios, Stax Museum.
Right.
Yeah. Any Elvis sightings? Any ghosts?
Bob went to Graceland. Elvis himself. I went to Graceland, and he told me he had the ghost of Elvis all the time. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't believe how cool that tour was. Like,
it's so cool. And honestly, listeners, you know, you might think it's cheesy. It's cheesy, but it's cool. It's
incredible. I mean, I just saw the pictures.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you're someone who likes the cars, the singles, the planes, if you're someone that likes all the stuff and all the history that goes with it, it's really impressive to see how they have all of the singles displayed and his jumpsuits encased and, you know, the only thing I didn't see there were Band-Aids. I mean, you know, Elvis used this Band-Aid. I mean, everything is documented. Everything is dated.
Right.
I'm glad. That's
present
good.
In time. It's all preserved. All his furniture is covered by plastic. And just as it was, they probably last decorated in, like, 77.
I was going to say, that's growing up in the 70s. Everything was covered in plastic.
I was, too. You know, garbage bags. That was a fetish, but that's nothing about me.
So, how many bands ended up competing? Like, you guys came from Boston.
There are
all over the world.
Wow. And you made it to the semi-finalist slot?
So we're the top 30 bands in the world.
Indeed. Yeah, please.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's terrific. And then how were the competitions kind of scheduled, where you would just go, was it night to night, or within the same day they would have different levels of competition?
We got there on a Tuesday, and we barely made it because it was a huge snowstorm. And incredibly, every band made it down there. It's crazy. But we found out on Wednesday morning where we were playing, and we played there for 2 nights in a row.
Okay.
So the first 2 nights was like the
quarterfinals.
They somehow added up both nights and figured out who won and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all together at this big blues jam, and they announced it, and we won, and we were screaming. It was great. And then we found out where the finals were, and the finals were like a bigger stage, and it was great. It was really fun, but they got me broken.
That's just great stuff. And how about the other bands there? Like, there's some folks. I saw your outfit. I mean, anyone wanting to check out some of these pictures, go to erinharp.com. It's erinharpe.com. And there are tons of photos from Memphis. And Erin is wearing this killer dress with crazy fishnet stockings. And it's just Memphis mini style, looking just great. And I hear that was a good luck dress.
Yes, that was the
very awesome dress.
something borrowed from
and something blue.
Yes,
bluish.
Something borrowed from good luck.
Yes, there you go.
Very nice sparkly dress.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it was. I remember seeing the pictures and thinking these guys had themselves a great time. And now, you know, the bottom line is, okay, you made it to the semifinals, but in the bigger scheme of things, did you meet a lot of other folks that said, "Wow, I didn't know a band like this existed in Boston."
Yeah.
You know, how? You know, where can I get a hold of you? Here's $1 million. Go make a record.
that we were hoping. It's yet to happen, but you know. Actually, a lot of different people in the blues world kind of came back to see our set, and you know, Rosie, our harmonica player, he knows a lot of people. He's been going down there for many years, so he called in some favors and people came down and checked us out.
Nice.
Maybe we'll go to Germany next
year.
Yeah,
some people from Europe. Yeah,
Germany and Spain.
Wow. And they have for touring or for additional.
For festivals.
Okay.
Yeah, there's. Actually, this year, like, it's the International Blues Challenge, but this year they were much more international, but they've been sort of kind of a circuit where people can go play Europe and just go to different countries and stuff. So.
Oh, they love you guys. That's wonderful. And now, you know, style-wise, who do you, like, model yourself after? Who is the, you know, when you're out there, like, who do you kind of gravitate towards? Like, people, or people come away and they go, boy, she reminds me of, what style?
Say Memphis Mini if they know this old blues stuff. But,
they said the Howlin' Wolf band.
Because the band sort of brings it. I've been doing the solo thing for many years, and that's like, okay, I sound like Memphis Mini. You know, old Bonnie Raitt.
Yep.
But I don't know. We're kind of hard to categorize these days. I don't really have a good.
It's country. It's.
Yeah, I like the country blues part of it a real lot.
It's busy, especially with some of the beats that Bob plays. It's been very
interesting. Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you bring up Bonnie Raitt. I remember, you know, being a fan of hers from like record number one, and again,
great
albums. And you know, again, yeah, same here. And that journey, you know, it's the classic journey of love.
You're right. Jesus.
Love this song. Oh, it sounds great. And then you read about, this is the person who wrote it. And you go back. Once again, going back to the roots, going back to the origins. And, you know, it comes full circle where people, they're always learning about where it came from, whether it's Howlin' Wolf or Memphis Mini or, you know, whoever. It's really nice to hear some of these songs. Because, that's a Dixie Chicks tune. No, it's not a day. But again,
it's a Beastie Boys song.
Right, it's part of that whole journey.
Which is it? Rolling Stones?
see.
Yeah, a part of that that learning experience, which is great about music.
Oh, yeah.
So, speaking of music, would you like to sing another tune here for us?
Yeah, I was going to do Big Bad Bill.
I would love to. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, Big Bad Bill.
I'm going to get your name in this one, but I'll try.
All right, all right. And just a little background on this. The first time I heard this was Jeff Muldaur singing it. Yeah. And I went back and wow, like, listen to all the people that have done this song. It's just so great. I've probably heard about 25 different versions at this point. But it's still one of my favorite tunes. Folks, we're listening to Erin Harp, and she is in here with a few of her Delta Swingers. I've got her website up here now. She is going to be playing solo at the Save Our Soundboard benefit over at the Regent Theater on, when is this, the date on this? Next Sunday, the 13th. Then on Tuesday, she is down in Austin. We'll be talking about Austin after this tune, hearing all about the places she'll be playing and some of the other stops they may be making on the way home. All right, take it away, Erin.
In the town of Louisville, there was a man they called Big Bad Bill. I've got to tell you, he sure was rough, and he certainly did strike out stuff. Had folks scared to death when they walked by, they held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure.
And improvising as we go.
Yeah, it's might be better with like another cup of coffee or something. Yeah.
Oh man, just love that. So what style of picking is that? What do you call that? Is that just flat picking or
finger picking? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, when I sometimes with Love Whip I do this thing called hybrid picking where I have to pick with my first two fingers and I finger pick with the ring finger ring. But this is just all finger picking.
It's just got that bouncy feel. You know, I'd love that. I love that.
Yeah, but I guess it's a little different. It's kind of
Piedmont. Piedmont, there we go. Yeah, I'm not as well versed in some of the blues jargon as I should be. I know what I love, but it's sometimes just hard for me to kind of, you know, put that phrase in place. Oh yeah, that's this style or whatever. But did you start playing guitar when you were 9? Is that what I read? Or
I can't really. I played a little bit when I was younger, but I really know a few chords and I played some mandolin when I was a kid. But I took a hiatus to learn how to play the classical flute for like 10 years, and then I came back to it in high school.
And now you play the blues flute? Or
I don't know.
What would you use? How could you use that? I'm just trying to...
No, I think that there is blues flute, actually. And I thought it was cute and small when I was, you know, when you're in fourth grade and you can play, what instrument do you want to play? So, actually, guitar's a lot more fun for me.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. So, you know, we're talking about the fact that the Delta Swingers has existed for less than a year.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty amazing to think that when you go out and see the show, that the band hasn't even existed for a year, because it's a big show.
For us, too, because we've been playing a lot together. It seems like we've just been doing this forever. And we're like, you know, we started, basically the first...
And in March or April or something, we started saving and we got a big morning, is that right?
Yep, and then in August was the blues challenge. It was, no,
October.
It was October.
October is a new album, so it's not
an
album.
No, I think we applied in August.
Don't tell me that October is the new August. I'm still not over this new zodiac sign.
What?
It's not true. You're still your old sign.
That's what I'm sticking with it. Right. I'm sticking with it. So, I mean, the band, you know, like I said, it's a great show. Everyone looks as though you've played together forever, and it sounds so good.
Well,
you sound wonderful.
And
you're working up some new material, too. You had sent me something, and I waited too long that you send it.
Oh, no. Oh, I can send it. Shoot, I would have brought it with me if you told me.
Yeah, it expired. Well, this one was after 1 week, I think. And I thought,
I had to pay for it then,
Shame on me. I didn't open it soon enough. But anyways, apparently there's some new material in the queue here. And tell me a little bit about that. There's some new songs that you guys have been working on. Is that what you had sent me?
Yeah. The Delta Swing was one of them. It was like cute. The Delta Swing. We're hungry. So the Delta Swing was one of them, and then we have another one called the Lovelet Blues, which is a new one.
Okay.
And Virtual Booty Blues.
Okay. And this is a Virtual Booty video. Is that your video?
There's a lot of videos of that. There's one of Lovewit.
Yes.
That's a Lovewit cover. So
I know there's like all these women in hot pants, jeans, like cutoffs and stuff. It's a pretty...
They're the whippets.
It's a pretty great video.
We're all kind of in different
sexy outfits. It's on YouTube. And give me that.
Virtual Booty. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Is that the one that you guys dance?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember Nate saying, this is great. If they get out and they dance and they make the whole room, you know, everyone gets up and dances and they do this, you know, dance, which is called...
Yeah, that with the Delta Swingers, it's the Virtual Booty Machine Blues.
That's the dance, yeah.
It's where I get up
that's
and dance.
That's where you bump your guitar during that song.
And I try not to quit my guitar.
She broke an air guitar once, too. She's like, what am I going to do?
What a mess. Oh, my goodness. Well, is that something that you can do now, or you need the whole band for that? Because that's crazy.
Virtual Booty Machine Blues?
Yeah.
I can do any of them, really, if Bob can sing, too.
Yeah? All right. All right, folks, we've got Aaron Harp here today with Bob joining in on Virtual Booty Machine Blues. sit back. Actually, don't sit back. Stand up and get ready to dance.
And just imagine that we're dancing too.
David, put down those taxes, the crafts, push them aside, secure everything on the table. Get ready. Aaron Harp, everybody. Got your aerobics workout in this morning. It is exactly 1:07 and you are tuned to WZBC Newton Boston College Radio. We've got Aaron Harp and some of the Delta Swingers here in the studio live. And we just heard virtual booty machine, which is just a blast live, I have to say. If you're going to work off some boudin or some gumbo, yeah. That's the song to do it to. All right, well, now, I mentioned South by Southwest and Austin last year, but you have plans for this year. Tell us what your plans are. Tell us what's in store. When do you head down? What's your first gig?
We head down on, we have 7 gigs.
Seven gigs?
And we leave on, what, Tuesday? Monday night?
Monday the 14th.
Yep, and then we'll be there until Sunday. We have all kinds of gigs down there. And it's, every year we like... I think this is my 5th year going. The first year we got Love Whip and I did a couple solo shows, and then the next year it was like, you know, I could find blues gigs easier, so we didn't bring Love Whip. And then last year I got Jim down, we did duo stuff, bass and guitar, and this year we're going back. So each year we try to bring one more person and build it up.
Yeah.
So Rosie, our harmonica player, is not going to be coming. He's got stuff to do back here, but this is the band we're bringing down.
We're going to be trio.
It's the Delta Swingers trio.
That's just great.
But it's, I mean, we have a lot of fun. We did the gig last night as a trio. It was really great.
And is that phone ring? Is it here? No, it's the other one.
So hopefully next year we'll bring Rosie back.
Yeah.
He's out there listening. Let's do it next year as a
Yeah. Well, and the thing with Austin, you can always, you know, you run into these other bands and you join them. I mean, Rosie, come on, he steps up. He's got that harp rhythm all the time. It's great. And working 7 gigs, that's huge. I mean, talk about getting your money's worth. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, it's you know, we meet lots of interesting people down there, and it's definitely, you know, good for our career, and hopefully we'll be able to go on some of these tours we're talking about, you know, sometime soon. But it's also kind of like a musician's the most amazing vacation you can think of, you know. You get to play every day, and then you get to go out and see the 50 million other things.
And usually tacos, and usually the weather is good.
Yeah, it's better, it better be better than it was in Memphis, because it was about 20 degrees.
It was so cold.
25 degrees.
It was colder in Memphis than in Boston several days.
I remember that. Yeah, Austin, sometimes it's kind of hit or miss. A few years ago, it was 32 degrees at night, and no one was prepared, because usually Austin, you think 75 to 85 or 95.
Oh, my God, it's my bathing suit.
But that said, I mean, you're working your tail off, and it's great stuff.
Yeah, and it's all, our whole week of gigs is going to, we're doing John Pancras, not South by Southwest, which is all honky-tonk and country, and we get to see a lot of great bands at that, and play with them. And then on Sunday, we do this thing called the Full Moon Bandits, which is an all-day long outside
in Africa,
thing.
In Africa?
Yes, I've heard about that event. I never attended.
Oh, it's pretty much amazing. We're so excited.
So excited. I've never been there, so awesome.
So that's on Sunday, so that'll be the big shebang, and then you come home, and
oh, that's great. Are you doing anything with the Sin City guys? They always do something over at Maria's Taco Express.
We are, but we're playing Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we're playing International Women's Showcase.
Oh, cool.
So kind of like we're like the American representative.
Okay.
Bands from Norway and Sweden.
I love Maria's. It's a great place.
And that's at Maria's as well?
Yeah,
okay, great. Yeah, the guys, you know, if you haven't been to Austin, this is where you go to Maria's, and then the
you
Stoke is right down. Of course I do. But, you know, it's all there, it's all good, and we talk about South by Southwest in the, you know, the general term, but South by Southwest actually is an official conference for interactive film and music. And it takes place in Austin in a couple of weeks. And actually, next week, the film portion will be start. The film and interactive will be starting up. And then, yes, the music will start probably around the 15th. And it's always a wonderful event. It's a paid event where you get a badge and you pay $1 million for a badge. But lately, you know, the past 15 years or so, there have been what we call the not South by Southwest or renegade events, which are happening all over town. And literally, if you cannot afford an official badge, go anyway. There is music all over the place. You know, the garage is
Beer, you know.
Parties, all sorts of stuff. The film guys are still in town, and they're always lots of fun. And once the musicians start arriving, the party just ramps up to the 10th, you know, exponential level. And it is just fantastic. Everyone in Austin is pretty happy about it, except for the people that live right there. Well, a lot of them take vacations, I hear. They just leave. Yes, they leave, they rent out their little bungalows and have the film crew move in or something. But there's nothing like walking down South Congress and going by Joe's or Gloro's or the Continental and the backside of the Continental. Wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. So you've got your work cut out for you. Well, good luck. And John Conquest is a sweetheart for hosting the Not South by Southwest events. John Conquest is the editor of the Third Coast Music Magazine, which comes out at the beginning of every month and focuses mainly on honky-tonk hillbilly music. And he likes to pride himself in being, you know, someone that he's the finder. He likes to catch the scoop, the early scoop on folks. And we always love
John Conquest.
Yes. We love to feed him all the good folks from Boston, because he gets really excited about that. Like, I can't believe you folks are from Boston. So, yeah. Well, do you want to give us one more song, and then we'll let you out of here and have some breakfast?
Sure. Sure.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do Love With Blues.
All right, Love With Blues from Erin Harp and some of her Delta Swingers. You can catch her out and about this week. Next Sunday, she'll be over at the Regent. She is going to be down in Austin beginning on the 15th. And anyone going down to South by Southwest, you're wise to look them up. All right, take it away, Erin. Thanks so much for coming down, and we hope you'll come back for more. Well, right now, keeping it on the blues side here, birthday boy, Mr. Van Zandt.